Chapter 36. The Paradise Selectmen called a special town meeting which authorized a $10,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of the killer or killers. A telephone hotline was established and the number publicized statewide. The Paradise police were working 12-hour shifts and the hotline was manned in the town clerk's office by off-duty firemen. A meeting room in the Paradise Town Hall had been converted to a press headquarters. Vans from the Boston television stations were parked in the public works lot behind Town Hall, and almost every day a television reporter was doing a live report standing in front of the Paradise police station. Police in Paradise are pressing their search today for the killer or killers in a series of seemingly random murders that have terrorized this affluent North Shore community. In a news conference earlier today, Paradise Police Chief Jesse Stone said the full resources of his department, augmented by the Massachusetts State Police, are being brought to bear on this investigation. But to this point, the reign of terror continues. Reporting live in Paradise, this is Katie Morton. Back to you, Larry. That's a tense situation up there, Katie. Now to other news. An heroic Siamese cat today. Jesse shut off the television. With him in his office was a state police sergeant named Vargas. Geez, he said. Didn't you want to know about that cat? I've got enough excitement in my life, Jesse said. How many people can you give me? Captain says we'll continue to help with the investigation, and he wants to know what else you need. How many patrols you got out now? 5 cars, 2 shifts. 10 people, Vargas said. How many people you got in the force? 12, Jesse said, including me. Molly Crane covers the desk days. I stay here at night. You're swamped, Vargas said. I'll get some of our guys to cover the night patrols. Captain says to tell you we aren't taking this thing over. You're still in charge of it. I'm just liaison. You'll need an office and a phone, Jesse said. You can set up in the squad room. Molly came into the office without knocking. She was holding a business card. Her eyes looked heavy. She put the card on Jesse's desk. There's a reporter from one of those national talk shows, Molly said. Wants to interview you. No, Jesse said. He didn't look at the card. Molly smiled. He won't like this, Molly said. He's kind of pleased that he's famous. There's a press briefing every morning, Jesse said. Tell him where and when. Molly nodded and went out. Press don't like being stonewalled, Vargas said. Who does? They can say bad things about you, Vargas said. Who can't? Jesse said. Vargas grinned. Don't seem too media savvy, he said. My people are beginning to sag, Jesse said. How soon we get some patrol help? Tonight, Vargas said. Good. How close is Healy to getting me a list of people who bought 22 firearms or ammo? I'll check, Vargas said. Those records aren't always immaculate, and even if they were, people get guns from lots of places. I'll need whatever he's got, Jesse said. Molly stuck her head in the door again. Jen, she said, on line one. You want to take it? Jesse nodded. Sit tight, he said to Vargas. I'll only be a minute. He picked up the phone, punched line one, and said, Hi. Was that woman that got killed the one you used to date? Yes. Oh, Jesse, I'm so sorry. Thank you, Jesse said. What's up? My news director and I had a fabulous idea, Jen said. Jesse closed his eyes and put his head back against his chair. Every news outlet in the country is dying for some sort of inside something on this, Jen said. I know, Jesse said. We thought because of our connection, you know, we thought I could come out with a cameraman and track the investigation, an inside look at the workings of a police manhunt. We could stay out of your way, and when you catch the guy, we'd have a whole series about it, and maybe a special, and maybe we could sell it to one of the national outlets. No, Jesse said. Oh, I know, Jesse. Believe me, I know what an imposition it is, but we'd stay out of the way, and Jesse, it would mean so much to my career. Jesse still had his eyes closed and his head back. In a soft voice, he said, No, Jen, and put the phone back in its cradle.